World War II began on December 7th, 1941. What do you remember about where you were and what you were doing on December 7th, 1941?
41, I was going to college then in North Dakota State. Because I remember coming back from the farm and seeing all the guys clustered around the radio, listening to Roosevelt telling about the Pearl Harbor. So that was my first experience, or heard, or what I heard about the war.
And so, did you basically know at that point that I am probably going to end up getting involved in this?
Well, yes, because I was at ROTC at that point, and I had asked or tried to. Well, I did get into advanced ROTC. They had used to have 4 years, 2 years you had to be, and the last 2 years were advanced. They told us then that if we had come with the advanced ROTC, got in that, then we would get our degree, get our commission, and then go to the service. Actually, that was in November of 42. In January, March of 43, we got our orders to go to active duty, and so we did. And I had to go to basic training the first, and then finally OCS, Officer Candidate School.
And you were in Georgia,
Yes,
Fort Benning,
Fort
Georgia.
Benning, Georgia. Yeah.
And what was that like to come off the farm in South Dakota or in North Dakota and end up in the Deep South?
Well, it was kind of an interesting experiment. And it wasn't an experiment for me; it was an experiment for somebody else, I guess. But I kind of enjoyed it. Yeah, actually, being in the Deep South, because we used to go on a lot of marches and a lot of activity, and the country was extremely different from North Dakota, and I enjoyed that.
What'd you like about it?
Trees, ponds, all sorts of, well, I guess all sorts of things that were different. I can't tell you exactly what was different about them, except that we didn't have, North Dakota, where I lived, was flat country, extremely so. We had hills and trees and lots of trees and lots of ponds and places to march to and have fun with. It was enjoyable, actually. And I learned to fire a rifle. I had a 22 at home, but this was different. And all the other weapons that the infantry was using at that time. And that was about it.
And what were your wartime responsibilities?
When I asked her, I got my commission. I went back to Fort Benning, and I was a teacher, I was an instructor for all the time until the war was over, in infantry basic training. I was doing such things as rifle marksmanship, map reading, tactics, rifle platoon tactics, and company tactics, things of that kind.
So you trained a lot of men.
Yes. Remember
That
one time, one of my last assignments was we I was we, we, our unit was made a part of the parachute school in Fort Benning, and we had they would we would take all the soldiers who wanted to be drop wanted paratroopers, and they had to have but they were from all the different branches of service. They never had any infantry training, so we had to give them that. We did that for 6 weeks, And then we took them through basic training to jump school. We just took them out to the people that were doing the jumping and teaching, and we just then we sat under a tree while they were working. That was interesting. One fact I tried, I was getting pretty bored with it all for a while, and I tried to go through this with some of the soldiers. I did some of the jumping, but not out of the airplane. But then they caught me, and they made me stop. I couldn't do that anymore. I was afraid I'd get hurt, and I was not supposed to be there. Anyway, I did that until the war was over, till then, and then I helped our company, our battalion was disbanded, and I helped. I was the last member of our company to get rid of all the stuff, and then I was ordered overseas.
So you went to Germany just after the war ended?
Yes.
What was it like over there?
Well, I don't know. We landed in France, and then from France we went into Germany, went to Marburg, Germany, and the people were kind of aloof. We didn't try to. In fact, they didn't want us to hobnob with them very much. And then from there, I went to Berlin. And I was in Berlin for over a year, then, and they were the that that was a city was in shambles, and that was not very much fun. But we were in a p part of the Germany where part of Berlin where they where it was not too bad. The housing was all right. And so on, things of that kind.
And what was the primary responsibility for an American soldier dealing with the people and the situation there in the immediate aftermath of the war?
Well, after the war was over, we had, well, we, for example, our unit had a big ammunition dump to take care of. And that was about all. Ammunition dump, and we didn't do very much. We were still wanted to do some training. They wanted us to do that, but not very, really not very much. The problem was the Russians right then. We were in part of the Berlin where the Russians had to go through us to get to where they were going, and they would sometimes cause us some problems.
The city was divided. Was the city divided
The
in
city would have there
four
four
zones?
zones.
Because you had the Four Power Treaty, and so four.
France, Great Britain, Russia, and us. Right.
And what was it like trying to, work through all those channels for an
Well,
American?
we didn't, as where I was, what I was doing was not, we didn't do much with other people. I had a girlfriend that did, and she had to deal with all of them. She was in military government, and she had to deal with all four of the peoples.
Now, when the Russians, as you mentioned, when you crossed paths with them in Berlin, what was that like? And what were when there was tension, what was going on? What was causing that?
Well, okay, a lot of drinking going on, I suppose, and a lot of we had the trains that would go right through us, through our part of the of Berlin, and sometimes they'd get off the train where we were, and then they would cause troubles. One time, one time I was officer of the day. And at 10 o'clock at night, I get a phone call, and they said that they're out shooting at our kids. in the ammunition dump. Well, they weren't shooting at the kids. They were shooting at the little box that, or the little house that they were by. That they, you know, they were not. They were shooting at the house, but right within a few feet of the kids. They were very unhappy,
So
obviously.
this was a call from German people?
No, this is a call from our kids.
Oh,
Our people called in and said they're shooting at us.
okay.
They thought it was Russians, and it was.
So when you said kids, you're referring to.
After our young soldiers.
Okay,
So
I
they
got
were
you.
19, 20-year-old
I
old
got you.
kids.
Sure. Okay,
As
I
far as
got you.
I was concerned, they were still kids.
Yeah.
So we had a rad squad. We went out and went through the ammunition dump, and they started firing at us when we got about partway through. And so we fired, but we didn't know, couldn't see them. We didn't know where they were, except where they were firing. So we fired back, and then we heard somebody running. So we ran after him, and they, well, it was, you know, like running through a park. They came out to the highway, and there were about a dozen of them. They had slung their weapons over their shoulder, and one guy came up and he said, good fight, good fight. And that was the, so we took him back to the railroad station and put him on the train and sent him on their way. Well, they had been drinking, and they were happy as could be. They laughed and shouted, and we took him back, and they didn't, no problem at all.
Did anybody say, "Hey, look, you could have killed somebody back there"?
No. They couldn't kill us. They couldn't see us. This was a completely accidental.
So they were just trying to have some fun.
Yeah, they were having fun.
Yeah.
But what they were doing in our ammunition dump, I don't know. There was no fence around it or anything, but still there was signs that said, "Keep out," so on.
And was, you know, what was the level of animosity like between the Americans and the Russians at that time?
I think they were relatively friendly. Yeah, we had one time there was a young man. In fact, I was kind of sorry. Young man, a young Russian, came up and wanted to visit with us. We talked for quite a while. He speak fair English, and then he disappeared. We didn't see him anymore. And somebody said that was because they saw you with him, or they saw him with you, and they transferred him someplace else.
Oh, they didn't want the Russians didn't want their soldiers mingling with the American soldiers.
Apparently, must have been.
And what else was going on in Germany at that time in that immediate post-war period that you experienced?
I don't think I can think. I can't think of anything spectacular. I was offered the job, but at the end, like about in October, to stay in Berlin, stay in Germany, and do a count of all their livestock in the country. But I didn't want to do that. I wanted to get the hell home. I wanted to get home.
As you were in moving around Germany and seeing just how that city had been ravaged by war, Berlin and other places you might have been stationed, did you think to yourself, "Boy, I'm glad I wasn't here when the fighting was going on"?
Yeah, I guess I'm not have been wanting to be in Berlin, at least, because they're when the Russians were coming in, and we were they were Russians weren't as, I think, guess not as polite as we were, put it that way. I don't think we were polite necessarily, but we were not cruel, put it that way.
And as far as you knew the Russians were?
Well, I don't know. I shouldn't say that because I don't really know that, but I figured they would be, because just to their They had one time there was a, we got a call. The German had a girl backed up in the railroad station, and was trying to do things to her.
A German or a Russian?
A Russian to a German girl, and we were sent out to do something about it. But when we got there, he was gone. Everybody was gone. So, but that's didn't hear that very often.
Did American soldiers like yourself understand why the Russians might have felt the way they did in terms of the way they felt about the Germans? Because the Germans really devastated at that time Soviet Union.
Yeah, for a while. Yeah, right.
So did the American soldiers understand that, or did they
I
just?
don't know whether they did or not.
How about you?
I didn't. Anything that had gone on before we got there was past tense. I wasn't. Didn't bother me, but I didn't worry about it either. I didn't think about it being a problem.
What did you see as the most important thing about your being there? What were you looking to contribute to in terms of your presence and the American presence in Germany at that time?
Well, I guess the war was a bit over in, we're in May, I believe, June,
S
May.
spring of
I think it was the offer. And anyway, when we were there, it was just strictly a matter of, I guess, of making sure that everything was going to go all right. The Russian, the German government was no, was there was no government then. So we were there, and I don't know how long after I left, how long our unit was there. I really never did find out how long they were there after I left. But we were there strictly to, I guess, to help ease all the pain, and to try to. And to try to make things right. We didn't do very much, very frankly. Our unit, the infantry units, we didn't have much to do.
Are you glad that you went there?
But yeah, it was interesting. And I met my wife there. That was interesting too. Because I met the government or my company commander, not my battalion commander, wanted to take care of the men, to they would, so he would he we invited girls once a month to a party, and that was the party was to. They had a dance and something to drink and eat. And the fun time we get the Red Cross girls, next time we'd get the other nurses, next time we'd get another group of women to come to our parties. Well, one time, one party, I met my wife. Well, she was a government employee.
American girl?
Yeah. And started going together, and pretty soon we got married.
And how long were you married for?
How many?
How long were you married for?
So she just died here 2 years ago.
I'm sorry.
But we've been married. We were married in 45. She died in 05.
So 50 years.
Yeah, but.
So a good thing happened.
Yeah, that was a good, that was a good part of it.
Good. All right. Well, thank you, Dell.
You're welcome.